From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top American and British diplomats make little headway in reducing Saudi and Israeli misgivings about the Iran nuclear agreement. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir. Saudi Arabia is alarmed by the agreement. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Britain's Foreign Secretary he does not like the accord.
What we'll get is more terrorism, more aggression, more subversion rather than the opposite.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond responded.
I understand your concerns, but we have always been clear that this deal was about the nuclear file. The sanctions regime is around Iran's illegal nuclear activities.
Hammond admitted that Iran's regional conduct will, quoting now, have to be dealt with in the months and years ahead. The site intelligence group says the Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State says it has carried out a missile strike on an Egyptian Navy vessel off North Sinai. Pictures posted online appear to show the frigate being hit by a rocket. The authenticity of the images could not be confirmed. Greece on Thursday won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. The banks have been shut for more than 2 weeks. The European Central Bank increased the cap of its emergency funding for Greek banks by $978 million. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia has killed 30 members of the militant group Al-Shabaab, including several of its top leaders. The U.S. military has not commented on media reports that a U.S. drone carried out the attack late Wednesday near the town of Bardere in the Gedo region. This is VOA News. Swiss authorities say they have extradited to the United States one of seven detained FIFA officials to face corruption charges. Switzerland's Federal Office of Justice did not identify the official, but said he was extradited on Wednesday. The official had agreed last week to be extradited as part of a U.S. corruption probe into FIFA. Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on the military. The measures were passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition, despite protests and a boycott by the main opposition parties. The action is an historic step away from the country's pacifist post-World War II policies.
Bravo!
Ukraine's parliament has approved a law giving greater autonomy to the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's Constitutional Court will review the law. As required by February's Minsk agreement, President Petro Poroshenko submitted the bill to parliament to give the separatist regions some degree of self-rule. Four U.S. Marines have been killed in a shooting at two military facilities in the southern state of Tennessee. Officials say the gunman who opened fire at the two facilities also was killed in the incident. Several other people were wounded, including a police officer. Law enforcement sources say the shooter has been identified as Mohammed Yusuf Abdel Aziz. U.S. President Barack Obama has become the first president to visit a federal prison while in office. Mr. Obama traveled to El Reno Prison in the southwestern state of Oklahoma, where he planned to meet with law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders.
We've got an opportunity to make a difference at a time when overall violent crime rates have been dropping, at the same time as incarcerations last year dropped for the first time in 40 years. My hope is that if we can keep on looking at the evidence, keep on looking at the facts, figure out what works, that we can start making a change.
The visit is part of Mr. Obama's push for prison reform and a fairer justice system. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. The former president remains hospitalized in fair condition in Portland, Maine. The doctor treating the 91-year-old Mr. Bush told a news conference that patients of his age typically take 3 to 4 months to heal from such an injury. The U.S. Justice Department says a resident of the U.S. state of Ohio has been indicted on charges of providing material support to Islamic State militants. The Justice Department says Amir Saeed Rahman Al-Ghazi was arrested last month after he attempted to buy an AK-47 from an undercover agent. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.